this is Abario, and today we're here with Pat from 11 p.m. Records.
Hey.
So. I have to redo that because I lost the email for a second. I'm sorry. Alright.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, so this is Abario, and today we're here with Pat from 11 p.m. Records. How's your day been so far?
I'm just chilling.
Okay, so to start things off, what are your top 5 things to do at 11 p.m.?
I had all this picked out. I really like, I mean, that's so, it's called 11 p.m. because that's usually, it's been noise ordinances in Richmond. So most shows here have to end by 11 p.m. because otherwise it's a gospel show. So it's kind of like the time where you and your friends are like figuring out what to do next after the show. There isn't like a lot of late night food here I like, but I like going out to eat at 11 p.m. What else? I don't even know. Yeah, I don't really have a good answer. I thought about it. I just can't remember it now.
So what is like 11 p.m. Records? Like how would you
It's just this record label I started like I guess in February. I wanted to start a record label for a while because I used to work at Vinyl Conflict and I work pretty closely with Great Mistake, like just and I've been buying records for a while. For like when I mean a while, I mean like 15 years. And yeah, I just kind of ended up with the opportunity to like start a label. I kind of, I got this job and it was really helpful because I had a lot of medical debt. So after I paid off the medical debt, I was like, I'm gonna start a label while I still have this job. And I still have it for whatever reason. But yeah, that's pretty much how the label came to be.
So what goes around running a record label in general?
I don't know. It's just like, it's pretty simple. It's just like getting bands on the label and then putting out the record. I do a lot of distribution. I do a lot of in-person distribution. But I had done that with my own bands too and for other bands before. Where I kind of like will show up to record stores and sell a bunch of stuff, or I do it online, and it's a lot of emailing, but it's really nothing crazy. Grave Mistake actually runs my web orders, but not like directly, like I have to come to them with the orders, but so they're like better at packing stuff, but it's all pretty new. There's nothing really crazy. I pretty much just get advice from other labels, honestly, because I don't know, a lot of people do labels in Richmond.
Yeah. Where are some bands you all have done releases with?
The only release we have out is the Gasm record and the Deviant 7-inch, but we've got the Protocol record is coming out maybe this weekend, maybe next weekend. It's very close to coming out. And then the Adderall record is coming out, I think, first week of August, so almost the same time. That one, I'm not sure when I'll have them, but it's already up for sale online. But yeah, so those are all the releases. I got an advertisement coming out next week that will have, like, pretty much all the info ever you could ever need about 11 p.m. on one picture. So, I'm working on trying to get new releases together, but there's nothing solid yet. Mm-hmm.
So, you also provide some shows in Richmond.
Yeah.
What are some you have coming up?
I have to look at my calendar. I don't know, I do a lot, like, to different degrees. Like, some of them won't necessarily be mine, but I'm, like, doing it. I have one Friday with Pleather, Cloak Dagger, and Conman. Then I have one the Friday after that, this band Axe Rash from Stockholm. And then I have one September 29th for Regional Justice Center, Spine, and Devil's Den. And then, unannounced, I have Protocol and Armor coming through in October. I think Roar World's coming through, Side Action, like, a bunch of shows in progress.
A lot of good stuff.
Yeah, nothing, I guess, too mind-blowing. I mean, that Protocol Armor show should be really cool, but... yeah, I've been booking shows for, like, 10 years now. Like, a really, 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 really long time. So, I've done all sorts of shows.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've done probably close to 100. I know I've done 15 this year alone or something.
Really?
Yeah, I actually have a counter of it. Let me see. 15, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, and then, the year before that wasn't quite as crazy, but it was still a lot of shows. And yeah, this is probably the second craziest year I've ever had for shows. I had one year that I think I did more than 15, but it's a lot. It's a lot easier now because I've gotten stuff figured out. It's like not as hard as it used to be to book a show.
Yeah.
So.
Alright, so wrapping up, I guess, what are some shout-outs you guys want to throw out there?
I guess all the other labels on the up and up. We got Invisible Audio, Florida. We've got IOU, Florida. Chicago Research in Chicago. There's a few more labels. Oh my god, I'm going to forget them. Yeah, I don't know, all the homies all around America. All the labels in town, Grave Mistake, Feel It, Beach Impediment, Edgewood, 6131, Final Conflict Records, I think those are all the labels in town. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I could be shouting out people all day. I only do this because I get help from other people.